Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, it's Mike with the Portage County Safety Council. I'm here with Nick Coya from the BWC.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Good. How's it going, Nick? We're also here with Lynette from Portage County Safe Communities. Hi, Lynette.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Nick.
Could you start us off today by just telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Portage Safe Communities?
Sure. I'm an employee of the Portage County Health District. And part of my role there is to be the project director of the Portage County Safe Communities Coalition.
So what is the Portage County Safe Communities Coalition?
Okay. Well, it's actually a conceptual strategy for comprehensive injury control at the local level. And our goal is to reduce preventable traffic-related injuries, crashes, and fatalities.
Okay. So this is great for our members to hear about because we have a lot of companies that have drivers on the road. This coalition is made up of many members. Who are some of the representatives that are part of this coalition?
Okay, we have the state, county, and local law enforcement agencies. ODOT is at the table. Portage Medical Center, Portage County Mental Health and Recovery Board, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, PARTA, the coroner's office, of course, the health district, county engineer, the prosecutor's office, local businesses, and other safety advocates. So we have quite a treasure chest of expertise at the table.
Yeah, that sounds interesting to be able to bring all those different mindsets together to discuss these problems that are faced by Portage County and being able to improve that. You know, I, for one, am a big advocate, especially when we talk about safety councils or safety committees, of bringing different entities together because everybody has a different viewpoint. Has that worked well for your organization to get the different views when reviewing paperwork?
We have an absolute amazing coalition, which then resulted in some awesome resources for the whole county and the community outreach, but we all have our own role and what we have to do on a daily basis. But when we all come together for that unified goal, we're certainly stronger in numbers. So it's an excellent coalition. I love the people at our table.
So how would you summarize the goal of the coalition? What is the goal for the coalition?
The goal, their responsibility is to provide input and do networking. So how can we most effectively get the message out? And again, that's to reduce the preventable crashes, but we want to constantly, year-round, promote public awareness of using your seatbelt, don't be a distracted driver, do not be an impaired driver, and then to also look out for motorcycles.
So how do you produce this outreach? How do you reach the drivers in Portage County?
We participate in local events. I hope that you've seen some banners or some magnets on cars that say, drive sober, get pulled over. Look out for the motorcycles, click it or ticket day and night, and then stay alive, don't text and drive. So a lot of those materials are distributed through the coalition. We plan events. The None for Under 21 event is something that we do every year that focuses on the teen drivers during prom and graduation. We're at the Portage County Fair. Every year it's really busy, but we use a prize wheel with, and we have to educate. We're not allowed just to distribute materials, but it's required an educational component. So when they come through our line, they're either doing a survey or they're spinning the prize wheel. And then there will be a question on there that's true or false. And we always make it true because that's what we want them to remember.
So I will remember that when I come through the fair next year. The answer is true.
Right. You get a prize regardless. But and so through that, we've learned that the community really doesn't know the legal limit of drinking and driving with the BAC at 0.08. Okay. And they don't know to call #677. To report any suspicious activity. So when we get wrong answers, we know what we need to do to get that information back out. So we focus on the missed questions.
Do you see that people who come through that line or at any of your presentations, that there's some misunderstandings behind cell phones and driving nowadays?
What an issue, right? What are you talking about? You think there's any distracted driving on our roads in Portage County?
Never, right? I drive the road every day and I see some pretty scary situations. And so it makes me wonder, do people not understand the effects and what are the requirements for those drivers?
So there is a law in Ohio that under the age of 18, it's illegal to use any electronic device at all. You're not supposed to be reading emails, sending emails, not text. You're not even supposed to be on the cell phone at all. The exception to that is anytime you're referencing like a pre-programmed GPS or you have to make an emergency call and call 911 or that #677. Over 18, you are allowed to talk on the cell phone.
Okay.
But you are not allowed to text, regardless of age. And if you are going to text, you cannot be doing it on the highway and behind the wheel at all. If you're able to drive that car, you should not be texting.
So you need to be pulled over to the side of the road in a parking spot with the car in park.
And that means if you're stopped at a traffic light, even though you're not moving, it's still illegal to read or send a text message according to the Ohio law.
So I think the big point is that we need to make sure drivers are only talking on the phone. They're not utilizing it for anything else.
Right.
Except for GPS, and that's if they pre-program that GPS.
But don't forget the age.
And if you're under 18 is the big piece to
remember, too. Nothing at all under 18.
And that's interesting that you bring that up, because often I do see individuals at stoplights, and you'll see they'll come to a stoplight and automatically the phone comes out, and then the light turns green and nobody moves, and I can see the hazards with that. So you've gathered some information from the groups, and you talked a little bit about outreach that your organization does. Do you have services available to companies? Let's say that I had an organization and I had a fleet of drivers and I was doing a safety day. Could you or somebody as part of the coalition come out and provide education and training for our staff?
Yes, we could. What I would suggest is you contact me at the health district, and then based on the type of information you're looking for, then I would tap into a coalition, but we absolutely can provide resources and training and distribution of materials, whether it's distracted driving, the winter safety, whatever. But we have certain people that would be really beneficial for employers to hear.
Well, I think that's great for people to understand in Portage County that we have this great coalition, the Portage County Safe Communities, that can be a resource for those organizations and companies to make them safer and to improve their safety programs and to bring that messaging out and to work together. So thank you so much for coming out today and telling us about who Portage County Safety Communities is. We look forward to working with you in the future. Have a wonderful day and be safe.
Okay. Hey, thank you, and be safe out there.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.